You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
45 now, WWL, your home for LSU baseball in a College World Series. Tiger first opponent will be the Hogs of Arkansas. Razorbacks Saturday, 6 o'clock, pregame 5:30. If LSU wins, they're going to play Monday at 6. If they lose, they'll play Monday at 1 o'clock. We're going to bring you every hit, every catch, every home run of LSU baseball's 20th appearance at the College World Series, brought to you in part by our great sponsors, Cummins First American Bank, Jerry Lane Cadillac, Keefe's Heating and Air, and Louisiana Dental Center on WWL and the live free Odyssey app. Go Tigers, of course. Between now and then, it's Saints mandatory minicamp. Jeff Nowak has been out there. He joins us now, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital producer. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good. I've been remembering to put on sunscreen the last 2 days, so that's been always a positive thing to start off training camp without or mini camp without a sunburn. So I feel good about it.
It was hot, huh?
Oh yeah. They couldn't have picked a hotter week. You know, it's funny. Like a couple weeks ago, I was talking about how this has been a very kind of reasonable temperature. I don't know what I was looking for there, but I didn't find it.
Yeah,
then we get out there for camp, and suddenly it's like, yep, this is Louisiana. I remember this. But no, it's good. I think it's a good kind of jumping off point because it's only 3 days, you know? And it's been kind of fun to watch I don't know if fun's the word, but it's going to be kind of interesting to watch some of these new players adjust, you know, because even like a Tyler Shuck who grew up in Arizona, you know, when they say it's a dry heat, like there is a difference. Like you get down here and you just can't dry off. Like it is just moist. So yeah, I think that did affect some of the guys out there on the first day we saw them. You know, I think the execution dropped dramatically by the end of practice from where it was at the start. But day two, I felt like they kind of had a good handle on it. And so by the time they show up for camp, I think people will be fully adjusted.
I lived in Las Vegas for a while, and when I would come home, it would be 117 degrees in Las Vegas. But as soon as they opened the door of the plane, you'd feel it. It would just slap you in the ground with humidity, and you realize what the difference is.
Yeah, it's like a convection oven.
Yep, absolutely. Tell me what you saw yesterday. What stood out to you?
You know, what stood out the last 2 days really is, you know, the Saints in these settings, they are not doing any 11-on-11 work. That is a decision made by the coaching staff. I'm sure it was driven largely by the pro performance director, Ted Rath, as well. Like, they clearly want to make sure that everyone gets to camp healthy. And so, you know, it's a choice, right? And with that choice, you get 7-on-7 work, technically 9-on-7 work, because with the new scheme, you have outside linebackers who typically wouldn't be there before, so you can call it 9-on-7. And in most cases, I would say it doesn't really matter because those outside linebackers aren't doing a ton, except Chase Young did have a pass breakup the other day, so they are out there. You know, and the other thing that we've been seeing a lot of is situational work. During OTAs, it was more about learning the scheme, learning the plays, kind of executing those. And now in this setting, at least the first 2 days, they've been putting the quarterbacks in situations, so second and four, where, you know, you have to get that mindset of, If a big play is there, we'll go for it. If not, you want to find a completion somewhere. Then there's situations like third and three where you have a fourth down in your pocket, right, which is communicated beforehand. So you're going to operate differently, right? If you know you have four downs, you will be okay taking a pass short of the sticks, maybe turning it into a fourth and short situation where, I don't know, if the Saints run the tush push, maybe that's on the table. Mm-hmm. But so that's kind of what we've been seeing. And I think it's especially important for a Tyler Shuck who's getting into the NFL for the first time and kind of adjusting to some of the NFL mindsets in those situations. And honestly, for Spencer Rattler as well, who has six starts under his belt, but, you know, is still learning at the NFL level. And I think both guys have executed it well in points, right? I'd like the completion percentage to be a little higher for both guys in a 7-on-7 drill. But particularly yesterday, I thought the defense played well. I thought Kool-Aid McKinstry had a really strong day. He had back-to-back pass breakups in a goal-to-go situation with Spencer Rattler throwing. He should have had an interception. He dropped it. He was upset. He was banging his fist on the ground. And, you know, that's been something we've seen is chances for interceptions dropped, you know, which isn't a great sign. But I'd much rather have a guy be in position to make an interception and not get it than not be there at all. So you kind of take that with a grain of salt. But, no, I think the competition is starting to ratchet up a bit. I think the fans being out there kind of added a little bit of juice for the players. You know, some of these guys are seeing that for the first time. Honestly, a lot of these guys are seeing that for the first time because the Saints hadn't had an open practice in Metairie since 2023. Mm-hmm. You know, a guy like Justin Reed, who grew up in Louisiana, you know, this is his first opportunity to really get out in front of the hometown fans. Devon Godshaw as well. Justin Reed was actually out there kicking.
Alan, you know, let me take a break because I want to talk to you about that. Because Deuce mentioned kickers, and it is an important part of the game, like a third of the game, right? Punting and place kicking, special teams. And Deuce talked about kickers, and then I saw your story about Justin Reed. So let me take a break. We'll talk about that when we come back. Because there's nothing wrong with having a backup kicker. More you can do, the more valuable you are to the team. 851.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
1-9 till 9. Traffic now, WWL. 8:56 and a half. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter, digital producer. Jeff, we're going to start talking about kickers, and I see you mentioned Charlie Smith. I had forgotten all about him. He fell through the cracks with me. Who is Charlie Smith? Where we get him? What's the deal?
Yeah, so Charlie Smith is the Irish kicker they brought in last year through the International Pathway Program. He spent all year on the practice squad, mm-hmm. And they got an extra spot because of the international program, so there's really no downside to keeping him around. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he'll be in a competition with Blake Groupie again this offseason. And the thing about Charlie that he kind of reminded me of when I was watching him yesterday is the only reason I go into this camp thinking that's a position battle mm-hmm. is because Charlie genuinely has a potentially generational type kicking leg. Like, we watched Blake Groupie go out there yesterday. He went 6-for-6. All the kicks were right down the middle. He didn't even flirt with missing. He made mm-hmm. one from 61. Which is about as far as you're going to even consider attempting in a normal situation in a game. Charlie went out there And he also made a kick from 61, but it went through the uprights like three quarters of the way up. It would have been good from 70. Like, he has that type of kicking. Like, it's remarkable. But he also had a miss from 49. And I would argue that the miss from 49 is more damaging to his case than a make from 70 would be to help his case. Mm-hmm. Because you got to make those kicks from inside 50. You can't miss and say, well, yeah, but I can make it from way back there. Like, you got to make it from close up. And, you know, I think that's going to be the challenge for him is Blake in these practices. Like, I can count on one hand the number of kicks Blake has missed in practices in Metairie. Now, there was a few misses out in California, and you had these kind of weird crosswinds that, you know, I think help that Charlie handles a little better than Blake probably because if he grew up in them. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, he's going to make a kick from 70 yards in practice one of these days, and it's going to be all over the place. And, you know, we'll have to see. Like, he's got a chance. There's no question.
Tell me about Justin Reed.
Yeah, Justin Reed, you know, if you go back to 2022, there was a game with the Chiefs that Harrison Butker got hurt. And, you know, when you lose your kicker in a game, that can be damaging for you. There was a game for the Giants last year. They lost their kicker early on, and they scored touchdowns, and the Commanders kicked field goals, and the Commanders won, right? When you lose your kicker in a game, it's damaging. And, you know, Justin Reed showed up in that game in 2022. He made an extra point. He handled kickoffs. He actually kicked the touchback. Mm-hmm. So he's got a legit kicking leg. And we saw him out there. He took two kicks, one from extra point territory. He made that easily. He also kicked from 44, and he had the distance. He just kind of left it out to the right. So, yeah, I mean, they're giving him an opportunity to prove he should be relied on in, like, an emergency scenario. And it's not the worst thing in the world to have, so it's kind of fun.
No, it's not. And one thing I always wondered about, having done it only at high school, but it's not that hard to do, to kick the football, and these guys are such amazing athletes. I always thought a coach could take a little bit of time and teach one of these gifted athletes, because, again, it's not that hard to be a backup kicker, wouldn't you think?
It's pretty hard.
I've done it. I can tell you.
There's a reason you have professional kickers.
Well, I know. I'm just telling you. When you get right down to it.
They could do it.
It's not that hard. That's what I'm saying.
It's not easy.
All right. We'll be back in WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.